The Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team will wrap up the regular season this weekend at Southwest in Mankato. Junior Kerry McAllen with us. Congratulations on the game winner.
Thank you.
You guys have been in a ton of one-goal games as of late. Is it any added pressure the later you get into a game just because of that, or have you been in it so many times where it's not any more pressure?
Well, I think that we just kind of start out slow every game, and once we get into it, we realize that we really need to get a goal in quick and somehow just get it in towards the end of the game.
Walk us through your goal. What happened?
Well, I know 2 minutes before I actually shot the goal, everyone was yelling at me on the bench to take a shot, and I thought it was too far out, so I decided, no, not this time. I'll just pass it off and let one of the forwards take care of it. But then just a little bit later, it bounced off someone, and it came right towards me, and I saw the open net, and I just decided to go for it and somehow got it in the side of the net.
That was the good part of the weekend. The bad part of the weekend was the loss at Duluth. How frustrating was it to be so close and to give up a goal in the last minute?
It was real frustrating. I think we played very well the whole game, keeping them from not scoring until the last minute of the game. But it was kind of hard because one of our defenders got hurt with like 10 minutes into the game. So we stuck one of our freshmen back there that's not used to playing back there, and she's been playing holding mid with me, actually. And she played very, very well, so I'm surprised it was still a 1-0 game. And it's hard to beat a team twice, so if we see them in playoffs, we're going to give them a run for their money.
With just one more weekend left in the regular season, there's still an awful lot of questions as far as who's going where come playoff time. You guys are in. That's the good thing. That's one goal off the list, and we'll worry about who we're going to play after this weekend, right?
Yep. Hopefully we come out with 2 wins this weekend so we can have our first game at home and just go from there.
How much of a difference is it? I know a couple of years ago, BSU had hosted a couple of years in a row. Unfortunately, lost them. Last year, you guys had to go on the road, lost in the eternal shootout down in St. Cloud. How much of a factor is playing at home?
I think it's a big factor. If we have it at home, we'll have our fans, we'll have our crowd, it's our field, and we know for sure it'll be on grass. I know last year it was a little tough. We had to play on turf against St. Cloud in the playoff and lost in a very, very hard game, but I know if we do play at home, it'll be a big advantage.
Weather this weekend is obviously taking a turn for the worse. You guys have had pretty good weather, though, this year, haven't you?
Yes, we have, luckily, so hopefully there's no snow on the ground.
You guys had to plan it a bunch, though, last year. How much does it change the game?
It changes it completely. I know last year, even with the snow in the games, that's how we injured a lot of our girls. I know one game, one girl broke her leg and another blew out her knee and another even tore an ACL. So hopefully there's no snow on the ground. And if there isn't, I know we'll play well. And if there is, we'll just have to fight through it.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.